JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 21, The Beginnings of the Roman Conquest.
In the year 63 before the Common Era, the Roman Emperor General Pompey arrives in the land of Israel, besieges Jerusalem, captures it, does not destroy the city, and does not burn the temple, but he brings all of Judea under Roman rule. And from that point on, for the next 135 years, really for the next 335 years, the Jewish people are subject to Roman rule and to Roman law. The Hasmonean king present then is just a puppet of the Roman government, and there is a general by the name of Antipater who is from the Idumeans that were forcibly converted by the Hasmoneans to Judaism. Antipater becomes the governor general on behalf of the Romans. Antipater has a son, Herod, and Herod calls himself Herod the Great. You always have to be careful of people who call themselves the Great. And Herod, in the year 30 before the Common Era, is appointed the Roman governor for Judea. Herod is a great builder and a great murderer. He's a psychopath. In order to grant himself legitimacy, he marries the daughter of the Hasmonean king, because now he's a son-in-law of the Hasmoneans, he's entitled to be the king. But he is so paranoid and so violent that he murders his own children, and his wife commits suicide, and with that, the entire line of the Hasmoneans is extinguished. There are no descendants of those great people amongst the Jewish people today. In the same year, 30 before the Common Era, a great rabbi, Hillel, becomes the head of the Sanhedrin. If there are two opposite figures in the world, it is Herod and Hillel. And I think it's very telling that in the story of the Jewish people over many, many millennia, there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jewish males who call themselves Hillel. But you don't find very many Herods that exist in the world. And that tells a point, who the real hero was. Hillel is kind, patient, gentle, scholarly, together with his colleague Shammai, establishes great schools of Torah, and it becomes like an independent state on its own. There's the Roman state that runs the country, but there's a spiritual state for the Jewish people that is subject to the ideas of Shammai and Hillel, subject to the ideas of Torah. These two parallel states, really opposite states, but they operate in a parallel fashion, form the Jewish world. From 30 before the Common Era till 70 after the Common Era, that 100 years, that special century, was the last century of Jewish independence, at least of the temple existing, and the hand of the Romans became stronger and stronger. There also was the beginning of a large Jewish exile. Jews lived in the diaspora in Rome itself, all over the Roman Empire. Jews accompanied the Roman legions into Gaul and into Germany, even into Britain, and Jews began the great march through the world, which has marked the Jewish story for the last few thousand years. Thank you for watching, my friends. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.